You're listening to SBS News.
When Andre Ndibeshe was growing up in Burundi, families typically followed traditional gender roles.
The man is the head, is the top of the family, is the decision maker, which generates the gender inequality in Africa.
And though it never happened in his house, he says that could sometimes lead to conflict, including physical violence.
When you hear that, oh, they are fighting in that house, that was the mode of life. They said, oh, that lady might have done something wrong.
11 years after moving to Australia, he's joined a group of men from diverse African backgrounds having a frank discussion about gender roles and family violence.
But, you know, I'm going to break up with you. Oh, well, I'm going to kill myself. And, you know, so that can also be used as a psychological weapon.
Yeah.
The African Men's Forum is held every few months in Adelaide. Men from Rwanda, Sierra Leone, Liberia and South Sudan are among those taking part. Mabok Den Mabok Mariel, chair of the African Communities Council in South Australia, says it's an important conversation.
We thought the African community should not be left behind, since the nation is now really trying to address the domestic violence we as African also need, because we are part and parcel of this beautiful country.
But he adds it's not always an easy one.
Sometimes it's hard to hear those ones. People don't sometimes talk, because back home it is an elder's job. So if there is an issue, the partner will go and complain to the elders, and the elders will call the meeting, and then that issue is addressed there and then.
Here in Australia, he says many of those communities are without their elders, and consequently without the social structure that was once used to deal with conflict within families. Bol Juk, Community Liaison Officer with Relationships Australia, wants to build awareness and increase support for families who need help.
Empowering women alone doesn't help, and it is what I see as more a little bit dangerous, because it is leading to this family ending up divorced or separated. So it is always good if you empower women and also empowering men, so they have equal understanding of the issues.
Originally from South Sudan, he's been running the forum for several years and says many still find it hard to talk about. Part of the conversation is about how to deal with changing gender norms as families settle in Australia.
It is always good for the man to be able to understand the context of the 21st century, that it is no longer okay to tell your wife what to do instead of come on the table and being able to talk and agree or disagree on issues without being violent to each other.
While there's little data available on domestic violence prevalence rates for culturally and linguistically diverse women living in Australia, research indicates violence can be exacerbated for women from these groups, with migrant women less likely to report violence, less likely to access support services, and less likely to leave a violent situation than other Australian women. Sumbo Endi, one of two women taking part, says different forms of abuse are not always well understood within emerging communities.
People are aware of domestic violence relating to only physical abuse. They're not most likely aware of the emotional, the psychological, or even the financial abuse that is also still, you know, classified as domestic violence.
Andre Ntibesha sees this as the start of a broader discussion.
Men in the community should feel comfortable to talk about this topic, because if you say the truth, that's when you get to the quicker solution.
Prompting greater awareness, one conversation at a time. Rhiannon Elston, SBS News.